before, Zoha, we spoke about the five branches of deen which have to come into our life, which we are making effort for in the khanqa. The third one is our mu'amalat, our business transactions and dealings. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask a person five questions. Two of the questions pertain to a person's money. How did he earn his money and how did he spend his money? So that also is a very, very important part of our deen, branch of our deen, that a person has to ensure that our monetary dealings are correct. We should consult the muftis, reliable muftis, and see our businesses are correct. We are earning in the halal way. Where are we spending? Are we spending it in the correct way? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a time will come when people will not care whether they earn through halal or they earn through haram means. One hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that when a person puts a haram morsel in his stomach, 40 days of his actions are not accepted in the court of Allah ta'ala. Whichever person's flesh is nasir and haram, the fire is more deserving of him. And if a person has got money, he's spending in haram also. He earns it in haram and he's spending in charity also. Allah will never ever accept it. And there will be barakah and blessing for that person. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi used to say, he say when you eat, when you consume halal, then automatically you will be obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether you want to or you don't want to, automatically you will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says when you consume haram, you will disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it on your own accord or not. So many times people say that, you know, I just got the desire of sin. I don't know, I can't stop myself. One major reason is the food we are eating. A person should look into his food and see, am I eating halal? And not only halal, but wholesome and tayyib. There's no doubt in that food. Then inshallah a person will progress. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Sharif has mentioned many, many ayat regarding monetary matters. The khulasa and crux of it is that whatever money a person has got is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with that money Allah has given us, we should utilize it in the correct way. The object should be to spend it for akhirat. How can we send it to the akhirat, the life of the year after? And there are commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding our money. We must spend in a certain avenue, so spend in those avenues. Certain places which is haram for us, don't spend in this avenue, a person should abstain from it. And this is why the Islamic way, you get two systems in the world. One is the capitalistic system. It's mine. I can do what I want with my money. This is not the Islamic way. And you get the socialist system, where everything is all joined together, and the government says everything is ours. This is also not the Islamic system. Allah has given money to a person, their own money, but you must use it in the correct way according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing wrong with earning and accumulating wealth, provided one abstains from extravagance, haram, and any unlawful means in Islam. Wealth should not become the object of one's life, but should be utilized to fulfill necessities and to invest in the bank of Akhirah. There are many, many ways by which a person can get great, great rewards. Aiding the poor people, contributing to projects such as masjids, madrasas, works of tabligh, etc. are wonderful channels in which to employ wealth and build up your capital in the Akhirah. If your intention is correct, then your business and wealth will be used to benefit other people. A person will not break the commands of Allah Ta'ala. He won't deal in interest. He won't deal in insurance. He won't usurp the properties and inheritance of females and orphans. He won't cheat. He won't lie. He won't take false oaths. He won't conceal false, sell haram items, deal in stolen goods. He won't bribe somebody. He won't miss salat with jama'at because of his business. He won't take advantage of people in difficulty. Your worker is in difficulty, you take advantage of him. You'll make sure you pay your workers on time. You won't underpay your workers. You won't delay in payment. You won't work less hours than stipulated. Or you waste your time during your business. Example, you're sitting on the cell phone, you're sitting on the internet, and you're using it for your personal work. In this way, you are wasting your time. He will be an upright and honest trader. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said regarding him, an upright and honest trader will be with the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, Siddiqeen and the martyrs on the day of Qiyamah. So what a great honor Allah will give him. He's earning his dunya also, no problem. But he's doing it in a correct way. So one very, very important matter of our Islam and reformation is our monetary dealings. Every one of us should go with his fikr and concern. How can I correct that there? Our world also, person make it according to the Islamic world. When a person leaves this world, the last action of his is his will. You will see whether a person now he has left this world with piety, taqwa, or he's left it in the wrong way. So these are very, very important matters. Allah give us tawfiq that we try to correct all of these matters.